Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, on this Friday morning, time to get out your calendar and mark it for a future date. This is the third annual Walk for Warriors coming up for Operation Injured Soldier. Here to tell us more about it, Kyle Hostetler. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How'd you get involved in this?
So I actually started this at SEMCO Energy with a our Veterans Employee Resource Group to support the organization Operation Injured Soldiers to do something and give back to our community. I'm a veteran too, so it kind of near and dear to my heart. But really, I got involved with OIS back in 2008 after I got home from my second deployment.
Okay, and it's nice that that SEMCO, who you work for, is behind this too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The support that I've gotten. And that the veterans have gotten over the last few years is just incredible. They've supported it, have really done a lot to make sure this gets kicked off, and every year it's growing, and we're really excited to do this again this year.
It's coming up on May 2nd in Richmond, and May still sounds like some faraway date, but it's not. It's a few weeks away at this point.
It's coming up very quick.
So. But there's also an event in Washington, D.C., too.
There is, yep. So I'm actually headed down there next week. This is the first event we're doing in the D.C. area. And as we've kind of grown, we're just kind of adding areas. So the first year we just did Holland, Michigan to kind of test it out. And then we brought it over here last year. And now we're moving it down to our sister company, Washington Gas, is helping us put that on in D.C.
So wait, this started here in Michigan?
It did.
Yep. It started over in Holland?
Yes.
Yep. And then spread to Richmond and now to the nation's capital?
Absolutely, yep.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping we can really change a lot of lives and actually save lives through it.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what the event is and how you can change and save lives. What is Walk for Warriors?
So Walk for Warriors is a fundraising event that we started to kind of provide the needed funding to Operation Injured Soldiers to help and provide resources to our veterans. We lose 22 or more soldiers a day to suicide. And that really, we just can't have that anymore. So every dollar we can raise to give those resources, mental health resources, counseling, we've actually done couples retreats already that have really made an impact. We've gotten really good feedback from them. And then covering, like, we have a pastor that works a lot with us in OIS. So the fundraising comes in, and we've actually started a program called Operation Renewed Hope at OIS, and that's solely focused on our veterans' mental health and their families as well. It's not just for the vets. It's for them and their families.
This is something that could spread nationwide, couldn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's our hope. We have veterans all over the country. We have veterans all over the world. So potentially this could really spread, at least the word of it could spread around the world. So we're hoping every year this continues to grow and gets bigger and bigger, and we get the communities involved across the nation.
The Holland event is May 16th, but the Richmond one is May 2nd. How can people get involved and connected to this?
So we started this year. We were using Run Sign Up for signups. So if you search Walk for Warriors on the Run Sign Up, you can sign up for any of the events. We're looking for volunteers. We're looking for walkers. We're looking for people to just donate. You can go in there and donate to a team. You can donate to someone else that's walking. And then you can sign up to walk. It's $15 to walk, and that covers the T-shirt that we're making for the walkers and just helps kind of cover some of the overhead cost. But really, we want everybody to come out. It's a 30-mile walk if you do the ultimate challenge. But we're happy to have people come out, walk a mile, and just come support our veterans.
Yeah. What, 30-mile walk, huh?
30-mile walk. It kind of came from an idea that there's a walk for it's called 30 Miles for 30 Heroes, I think that's the name in D.C. So I kind of use that kind of theory, but the 20 really represents the 20 soldiers we lose a day to suicide, and the 10 on the back end of that is the tens of thousands of people that are impacted by those suicides every day. And so that's where we got the 30, and that's really makes it kind of more of an impact when you say, I'm going to walk 30 miles. It's a full day of walking.
Oh, yeah, at least, and maybe then some. Third annual Walk for Warriors in Richmond on May 2nd. And this is all put on to support Operation Injured Soldier. Tell us more about Operation Injured Soldier.
Yeah, so OIS started in 2005 with a group of folks that just wanted to give back to our veterans that were coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan who were injured, who needed to get back out into just the community, kind of find their way and heal. So they started with just doing hunting events, sporting events, fishing, simple stuff like that. And they used a lot of local resources. So they really focused on getting more veterans out. They don't do a lot of huge events, but they want to get more out and get guys together. And that's really a big healing process. So since 2005, they've kind of morphed and grown over the years. And now they also have a ranch up in Pelston, Michigan called Brave Hearts Estate, where veterans can go up there and use the estate for free on the weekends throughout the year. And spend time up there with their families. And it's 15 miles south of the bridge, so they can easily get up to Mackinac Island. There's housing. They cook food, breakfast, and dinner for the veterans while they're up there. And they can house, 20 people in the home. And that was donated to OIS. There's 240 acres of land in an 8-bedroom home that was donated to give to our veterans and use for them especially.
Boy, that is fantastic to hear that those resources exist. If there are veterans that want to know more about these resources, how do they connect?
Yeah, so we encourage all of our veterans to sign up. And you can go to injuredsoldiers.org is their website. You can click on the links there to sign up, to register. They started out originally as a nonprofit focused on veterans with disability that were rated. And now they've kind of grown to say, hey, we want to include all of our veterans from any era. So we want all of our veterans. Some of the other things that they do give priority, some of the injured veterans on certain events, but they do want everybody to be involved.
Well, it's great. Third annual Walk for Warriors next weekend in D.C., May 2nd in Richmond, and May 16th in Holland. Those are the only three now, but I sense this is going to grow into something bigger.
I really hope so. It's been a really learning experience through all this to manage it all. I'm not a walker and a runner that does this all the time. So, but Run Sign Up has been fantastic this year, helping us get this up off the ground. So there's a separate website for each of the walks, but there's a primary one that's the Richmond virtual walk. It's where you can go through and you can find all of the walks in one location.
Okay, great, fantastic. You can find out more and sign up at runsignup.com. Best of luck. I hope the weather's great.
I do too.
nothing we can do about that. Thanks to SEMCO for doing this, and thanks to you, Kyle, for coming in this morning and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Kyle Hostetler with us on this Friday morning. Let's check weather real quick.